many districts have either stopped offering driver's education or, like CMS, plan to next week when the temporary budget expires, leaving many kids in the lurch.
These kids, all of us, are driving very powerful vehicles on the highway at relatively high speeds. They're lethal.
That's one of the House's budget writers, Craig Horn of Union County.
We want to make sure that our kids are getting trained properly, that they're getting both the academic part as well as the behind-the-wheel part.
Current state law requires 16- and 17-year-olds to take driver's ed to get a license. If the Senate's budget goes through, these drivers wouldn't have to. But they would have to show they have 85 hours of driving with an adult who has a license. That's up from 60 hours. And score 85% on the written test. These would be the requirements whether or not a student takes driver's ed. Over the past few years, North Carolina students have been taking on more of the cost of courses. School districts can now charge up to $65 to take driver's ed, and CMS, it's $55. Last month, Governor Pat McCrory said he thinks students and their families should pay more of the cost.
If you can't afford education, driver's education, can you even afford a car or the insurance? So I think more of that cost of driver's education needs to be transferred to the people who are actually taking the driver's education.
If families were to pay the ticket price, the Department of Public Instruction estimates a course would cost between $300 and $400. The state spends about $26 million each year subsidizing the courses. Representative Horn thinks there's room to improve the program and cut those costs, but he thinks there needs to be a consensus on how to do that before dropping state funding altogether. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.